I want to talk a little bit about a specialized concern, especially for those who have come out of broken engagements, broken marriages. There are a lot of people who become extremely cynical about marriage, about monogamy. We have a large percentage of people in the world who have gone through divorce. And the devil, Satan, sin, has created hate for another person. Someone that, in many cases, they've said vows they would love till death do they part, ending up in brokenness. And the church has not been there to offer what it even says in the Lord's Prayer many times, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And many times those who have gone through divorce have been ostracized and some churches excommunicated without really understanding that we are broken. And there's passages in the Bible I mentioned in the last presentation about the passage that say if you remarry, you live in continual adultery. And as we look at that passage, it's understandable how that can happen. If you are in a former relationship and you are staying in a hate-filled existence for a former spouse, and then you get remarried, it is as if you are not married to your current spouse, you are still in the hate of the previous, and now a new person is involved, and it gets very complicated. I understand that one sin is unforgivable, and that is the sin against the Holy Spirit. So the sin of a broken relationship is something that can be taken to the cross of Christ. The sin against the Holy Spirit is itself, I believe, the sin that no matter how amazing the grace of God is, someone rejects this. And that willful unbelief is what is meant by that passage. Now, look yourself as a minister in these things. But many people have gone through divorce. And a matchmaker minister is an agent of God that can bring healing. So one of the things that you will bring healing to people, your clients, for is how to get over terrible feelings or even hate for their former spouses. Sometimes this is an ongoing thing because that former spouse and the client you are helping may share custody. There could be ongoing feuds that are there often, and then you as a matchmaker are asked to, can you help? And to me, this is a beautiful opportunity for you to give the grace of God. First of all, you can indicate that as a minister, you will pray for that person and you will begin a non-judgmental journey. You will encourage them to be self-reflective and empathetic and to have gentleness to themselves and gentleness to the broken person that they divorced. Reminding them that they too are part of it. You know, so much of moving on to a new relationship is owning what it is that created brokenness from the perspective of your client. And when that happens, the fog can begin to clear. Help your client explore the benefits of forgiveness. To just be able to, you know, Jesus, look at us as humans. And he paid the ultimate sacrifice of forgiveness. Now, I understand that some people have gone through horrific situations, but I also know that as a matchmaker, minister, you have the opportunity to at least nudge them in being let go. You know, I have seen in decades of ministry that when someone holds and harbors bitterness, they're the ones who have a bitter soul. As it says in the book of Hebrews, that no bitter root grow up to defile many. And often the bitter root defiles the very person that's bitter. So as people who come from the divorce situation struggle with some of these past bitternesses, it often can be you, not the online tools, that will help them the most. Now again, fostering understanding, offering spiritual guidance and support. Sometimes suggesting Christian counseling is very appropriate. And as a matchmaker and minister, to be looking for well-trained but decidedly Christian counseling centers can be such a blessing for your ministry. In many cases, as a matchmaking minister, you may deal with people who have no budget to afford to hire a counselor. Then it's you, by the grace of God, to keep encouraging that the Lord will change a heart. You know, a lot of times as a matchmaking minister, you also can help a divorced person get restored in the eyes of the community. And I have seen that so often over the years. And I'll give you this scenario. So someone just gone through a divorce. And that person is broken. And a lot of times if it's in a church where both the husband and wife are going to the church, there could be this little war going on where and people are talking about the spouse in front of others. Or one spouse leaves and then the hurting spouse will tell his or her story to everyone who will listen. And a lot of times the matchmaker is one who's going to be there to empathize and listen. But one of the things the matchmaker minister can do is say, you know, all of that is out there, but my goal is to get you ready for the future. So I will, by the grace of God, help you walk the path of forgiveness. By the grace of God, I will help you not define your life by that past relationship, but celebrate the blessings that occurred. Maybe children were born to you. Maybe through this whole experience, God broke you down so that you would seek Him more. A matchmaker minister, unlike any matchmaker, matchmakers, their goal is to find them a match. Our goal is to help them find Jesus Christ, who is the author and the perfecter of their faith. The matchmaker's goal is to amore, to find love. Our goal is to find Jesus Christ, who can bring together broken people to serve Him in His kingdom. So we're not afraid of these huge rocks. The rocks of bitterness and forgiveness, because Jesus Christ can crash through through the power of the Holy Spirit. We're not answer people who give therapy just to cope. No. We're matchmaker ministers who help people hope for the future. And yes, there will be the scars. There's this one Christian song, "Thank You for the Scars." And the scars teach us whose Jesus scars are about. So what an opportunity we have. If you are, let's say, in divorce care and you think, you know, matchmaker minister, is that something? Yes. Yes. You understood how hurt works. but you've understood also the gift of forgiveness. So as we think about becoming a matchmaker minister, and we think of the singles, we talked about them last time, and we think about divorce, we mildly went through that, or we briefly did, or we think about widows and helping them through grief. As you read through the materials and pray about this, God can help you go deeper and further in being that matchmaker minister. But this is one of my favorite presentations in this course on how to start a matchmaking ministry, is that you can be an agent of redemption and reconciliation as you help people prepare for hope, for what Jesus Christ is going to do in their life and the life of that person that they are matched so they can serve him. And many times they will find another divorced person, and who knows, as a minister, you may be able to help that person as well find hope and wholeness.